Come a-riding in a carriage, the little Englishman. You should have seen him, top hat, fancy cane, striped pants. Come a-riding right out here on this prairie, right out here on this timberland, right out here. What you want, Mr. Englishman? What you want with this prairie land? What you doing here? What you doing here with your top hat and your fancy cane? What you doing here, you and your missus? What you doing, you and your kids, huh? Them kids. You should have seen them. Biggest one, maybe 14. Littlest a babe. Genuine suits, white shirts, big bow ties, hats like their paws. Oh, you should have seen them. And their ma. Their ma. The first real lady I ever saw. You know, sitting straight up. Sitting like a queen, silk dress, bonnet on her head. Sitting there beside her man. Sitting right there. What you doing here, little Englishman? I'm looking for land, says he. Are you crazy, Mr. Englishman? Crazy or something? This land ain't no place for the likes of you. I'd go back where I came from if I was you. I'd go back to where you came from. Back where you came from if I was you. I will build a house, says he, right out here on this prairie, right out here on this timberland. I'll build a house, says he. Who's it for, mister? This house you're building, who's it for? For her, he says. For Debbie. And thee, says Debbie, for thee and me, smiling at him tender as ever I see. This house is for George and the boys and me. This house is for George and the boys and me, smiling at him tender. Oh, Lord, she was a lady, that Debbie. Ain't no place for you, ma'am, this prairie. We got us a hard life. We got pain and we got death. We got floods and we got drought. We got tornadoes and blizzards. Prairie fires to burn your house, and we got wolves, and we got rattlesnakes. Oh, lordy lady, what ain't we got? Well, we ain't got money. We ain't got books, except the good book, maybe. Guess we got that. And the neighbor's lady are miles away. What neighbors there is are miles away. Miles away. You're rich, says Debbie. You have prairie and a grassy sea. You got the purple rivers and the red haw tree, and plums and the wild pink rose, and scarlet hills where the sumac grows, and meadowlarks and hickory nuts and evening mist and morning sky. And you have neighbors and so shall I. No, we got dirt, lady. We ain't clean, and we got lice and bedbugs. Have you tried kerosene, says Debbie. Oh, Lord, she was a lady. Take her back, George, take her back, you fool Englishman. She won't go, says George. She's stubborn, my Debbie. Debbie smiles, tender as ever I see. As stubborn as thee, says Debbie. We'll stay right here, says George. We'll stay right here on this prairie. We'll stay right here on this timberland. I'll build a house with my own timber, says George. You got an axe you could lift, mister? You got a saw? This timber's virgin, mister. Pardon the expression, lady. This timber's virgin and ain't been cut. Tree's wider than you is tall, mister. Too tall and wide for you to cut. Too tall for a squirt like you to cut. I have sons, says George. Oh, Lord. You should have seen them kids. Genuine suits. White shirts, big bow ties and hats like their paw. And I guess a million dreams, maybe, a light in her eyes. You should have seen her. Oh, Lord, what you doing here, mister? I'll plant a field, says George. Wheat, barley, corn, oats, I will plant a field. Mister, this land's prairie. They'd never been plowed. This land's grass, roots clean to China. This land's hazelbrush and basswood and oak roots to China and back. Think a squirt like you's gonna scrub them roots? Gonna grub them roots to China and back? I have sons, says George. Oh, Lord. You crazy, Mr. Englishman? You crazy or something? Go back where you come from. That's what I'd do. Go back where you come from if I was you. Back where you come from. Well, we thought they'd gone. We thought we'd scared them off. Thought they'd gone back to Lee, Ashton-under-Lyne, London, Buckingham Palace. Missed them, sort of. Thought we'd never see them again. Did, though. They're coming back a-riding one day. Come back a-riding, that little Englishman, them five boys, and that Debbie. Glad to see them, sort of, even them boys. Morning, George. Morning, friend. I had cows and horses and a plow, you name it. Had three wagon loads of furniture, brought it from England on the Idaho, they say. Three wagon loads? Lord, mister, how big a house are you aiming to build? Big as I need. Well, that little Englishman didn't know beans about building a house, or about breaking prairie, or about grubbing roots, or about plowing, disking, harrowing, planting. That little Englishman didn't know beans about nothing. He brought all the wrong tools. He listened to the wrong people, and he got took. For a while, that is. Yep, he got took for a while. But he never let on, and he never took back. That darn Englishman was an honest man. He was honest. Lord, he was honest. Why, one time he hitched up Frank and Polly to the carriage, and him and that Devy drove 15 miles, all because some fool over in Adel gave him too much change. 10 cents, maybe. Lord, he was honest. Still, he got took for a while. Well, let me tell you, it wasn't for long. No, sir, Bob, it wasn't for long. Because there wasn't no flies on George, and whatever George said he'd do, he done. He said, I'll build that house. And he said, I'll grub those roots. And he said, I'll plow that field. And he said, I'll sow that wheat. And he done it. George done it. That spunky little Englishman wouldn't be beat. No, that Englishman wouldn't be beat. Seen him every Sunday riding in his carriage, going to meeting with his missus and his boys. Riding to meeting across the prairie. And them boys. Genuine suits and white shirts and big bow ties and hats like their paw. Riding to meeting with their paw and their ma. Riding to meeting. And her ma, she was a lady, that Debbie. Sitting there beside her man. Sitting up straight like a queen. Smiling at him tender as ever I seen. Sitting right there. Morning, George. Morning, friend. Morning, lady. A good morning to thee. Morning, Harry. Morning, Ernest. Morning, Teddy. Morning, Charles. Morning, Alfred. Morning, Josiah. Yep, I said Josiah. There were six of them by then. You should have seen them. Six fine boys riding out here on this prairie, on this timberland. Right out here on this timberland.